Next, we have independent, self-reliant. The definition, relying only on oneself or one's own abilities, judgment, etc. Evil spirit that says, leave me alone. I don't need your help. I can do it by myself. Evil spirit that won't let you accept help when it's offered and won't let you ask for help when you need it. And the phases of spirit to help us with this is humility, to humble the old man, to humble this rather than be all proud and exalted, thinking we can do it all alone. And meekness, to be open-minded, to be teachable, to receive help from somebody else, an outside source. Some more trust that somebody else can help us, and to take that step to trust them. And some supplications to help sup with God, to get hooked into God rather than...
Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10. Two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up.
So it's not good to be alone, is the point here. Two are better than one. So take that, independent spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 14 and 21.
For the body is not one member, but many. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
So again, a very powerful idea here in 1 Corinthians that we are a many-membered body. And just like the physical body, each member is equally important, so too in a spiritual many-membered body, each member is equally important. It wouldn't be a body if it was just us. If it was just me, there wouldn't be a body. It takes a variety of people to make up a body. We're not independent. Isaiah 26:4.
Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
So we do need to trust in God. That's where our strength comes from, not from ourselves or relying on ourselves. And as we heard the illustration in last night's service, none of us are really independent, even in a carnal sense. And none of us make our own clothes and do everything that it takes to exist on our own. We can't even go to the bathroom without, as was said before, without someone down the street doing their job, because we flush the stool and somebody down the street has to be doing their job in order for the sewer system to work. So we're not independent in any way.